This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. A new Florida law could make it harder for local governments to keep certain beach property open to the public. I filed this report from Deerfield Beach in Broward County. It's hard to break a long-standing impression of Deerfield Beach's neighbor, Hillsborough Beach. It's a mile long, quiet, with no public parking or obvious access points to the sand. Terry Ketterer takes her morning walks nearby, but she always stops when she crosses over the border into Hillsborough Beach. Even though sand below the high tide line is technically public, Ketterer says it doesn't feel that way.
The part that I know, it just seems like it's all private and huge houses.
Historically, public access has gone even further, based on an idea called customary use. Property owners can't stop people from using beaches they've had access to in the past, even above the high tide line. But the new possession of real property law limits what governments can do to enforce those customary use rights. Florida Senator Kathleen Passidomo is from Naples. She sponsored the bill and says it doesn't change public access to the beach.
What the law does is to create a process by which local governments can establish customary use of those dry, sandy beach areas that may be privately owned.
Towns that want to reestablish public access to those dry, sandy areas can't do it by passing ordinances. Instead, they have to hold a public hearing and make their case in court. I'm Katie Switalski in Deerfield Beach.